Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mariners are just one win away from moving on to the American League Championship Series as we beat the Tigers 8-4 yesterday. I'm telling you, when Cal Raleigh stepped up to the plate last night, I could just feel it. And then he hit his first home run of the postseason, making it 8-1. And a Mariners fan instantly became the talk of all of baseball.
Yes.
He caught Cal Raleigh's home run when it bounced up to him. And the shirt he was wearing said, "Dump 61 here." This is the moment when the announcers noticed what it was that he was wearing.
Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone.
Oh, great pick right there.
He literally has a shirt that says "Dump here."
Oh, my word.
And he got the home run out of bounds.
Oh, my word. I mean, why, you can't even plan something like this. This is so crazy.
And the fan, his name is Jameson Turner, without question the most popular guy in all of baseball right now, originally from Longview, but now he lives in Las Vegas, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Jameson, and go Mariners.
Good morning, go Mariners.
Jameson, I was watching you being interviewed. It was like they had a full-on like press conference with Seattle sports media last night. I'm seeing you being interviewed, and at one point you were like, "This is just all so overwhelming." Now you've had a night's sleep, or maybe not much sleep, but like, how are you feeling this morning, knowing that like you are the talk of baseball because nobody would have ever expected a guy with a shirt saying "Dump 61 here" would actually get the 61st home run?
Well, it is very surreal. I know I did not get any sleep. The adrenaline has not stopped. And I wish I tried. I laid down. It didn't work. So here I am up and took a shower and ready to go again. But it's crazy. I didn't expect it to come true, but here we are.
Jameson, for me, I just kept reliving in my head how many different stars had to align for that to happen. You had to get the ticket. You had to travel to Detroit. You had a very specific area that you were sitting in. You had the shirts made. And I say shirts because underneath the 61, you had a 62 ready
yes.
to go as well. You had to sit through the rain delay. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime experience. And what was it like in that moment when you actually grabbed the ball?
I was just in shock. Like, I couldn't believe it was actually coming at me. I felt like I was in a video game or something. It just like unreal. And it bounced right off the pitching mound in the bullpen and came right to me. It's like I dreamed it up, and I still haven't woke up yet. So I just don't know.
I want to play this clip. I don't know if you heard this clip. It was like on the Fox Sports broadcast. They interviewed Cal Raleigh right after the game, and they mentioned you, and it was just such a pure moment when he found out that there was a guy with the "Dump Here 61 shirt. And here's how that moment sounded.
You become only the fourth player to hit 60 homers in the regular season and homer in the same postseason, joining Aaron Judge, Roger Maris, and Babe Ruth. And oh, by the way, don't know if you saw it, that home run was caught by a Mariners fan wearing number 61.
Oh, really?
Ooh, what's most impressive for you?
That's crazy. I mean, what are the odds of that? So, happy we were able to get a win tonight. It was a big one for sure.
And then what are the odds that you end up meeting Cal Raleigh after the game and he signs a bat for you?
Yeah, that was awesome. Like, the fact that he hit it to left center field when he's batting left-handed, it's like, I just can't even imagine what the odds are for that to happen. I actually wore those shirts on the last home game in Seattle, the regular season, hoping to catch it then. And it didn't happen, but I was in the right field where I thought it was a lot more likely, but I couldn't get tickets over there last night. So I settled for that spot by the bullpen and thought it would take a miracle to hit it to me, and it came.
Jameson, what did Cal say to you when you met up with him? And also, what did he sign on the bat?
Let's see. I grabbed the bat real quick.
Did you sleep with the bat last night?
I did.
I was a little worried someone might find out where I'm staying and come try to steal it, you know? I flew over here by myself, and I was just staying alone, but a friend came and met me this morning. He wrote, Jameson, thanks for cheering us on and catching 61. And he signed his name.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then what was the conversation like with him?
I think the reporters were doing most of the talking. He was just a really nice guy. I told him if he wanted the ball, I'd give it to him. And he said no for me to go ahead and keep it. He was going to go get me a bat. And he got me a new ball and signed it for me. Dude. So it was just, he's just a class act.
Okay, so Jameson, we were talking earlier this morning about all these different icons within the Mariners season, from the Etsy witch to the crying guy. Now we've got the dump 61 here guy, which is you. Are you going to the game today?
Yeah, that wasn't the plan. I would already be back in the air to Las Vegas right now. But I had to cancel that flight because the MLB network wants to interview me before the game today, and they got me a couple tickets for... My friend flew out last night and met me this morning, so we're going to the game.
Yes.
I hope they're putting you in the outfield.
Well, they gave me tickets behind the dugout, but I got to find a way to get out to the outfield, at least when he's up to bat. So.
Or get a shirt that says, Cal, foul this ball to me here.
Right.
Dude, what an incredible story. It just adds to the lore of the Seattle Mariners team this season with all the ridiculous things that have happened. I think it's so cool that you're now part of the history of this team. And I hope that we look back on this being the first year that I'm getting goosebumps even saying it, the Mariners win the World Series, and you're part of that story.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. The Mariners guys were so nice to me last night, and they asked if they could keep the shirt to put in their archives at the up in Seattle. So they were really nice about it. They said if I change my mind, they'll mail it back to me. But they said maybe someday it'll be in Cooperstown. So.
Oh my god!
And you made that shirt yourself with like a cricket machine.
I did. I stayed up all night the night before the season finale game, and because I didn't know what number to put on it until the night before, you know, so I didn't get any sleep before that game either.
So if it gets close to six,
I spent 8 hours at the game yesterday. So
yeah,
you put in some work.
A little tired, but yeah, it's all worth it though.
So if it gets close to 69, if you have to make a Cal dump here 69, can you make an extra one for your friend Steve Miggs?
Yeah, just give me your number and all.
Jameson Turner,
you're the best.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. It's still just completely unbelievable that even happened. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that video over and over and over. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.